I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak said in an interview with ABC that he'd like to resign, but he fears chaos might ensue. But unrest is already disrupting life in Egypt, and there are worries that traffic in the Suez Canal could be slowed or even halted. So far, the strategic channel remains open, and that's key to global commerce, as The World's Laura Lynch reports.
More than 140 years old, the Suez Canal sped the pace of shipping by providing a shortcut between Europe and Asia, eliminating the need to sail around the southern tip of Africa. Nearly a century after its creation, Egypt's nationalist president, Gamal Abdel Nasser, hit Western nations where he knew it would hurt, announcing to cheering crowds in 1956 that Egypt would control the waterway. That led to the Suez Crisis, a military invasion of Egypt, and an eventual ceasefire, all in the space of a few months. Today, Michelle Dunn of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says the canal still plays a pivotal role.
And that is a critical choke point for commercial traffic, for oil, military vessels, and so forth. So it's very useful to the United States, or indeed to any power that really wants to be able to operate freely and both militarily and commercially in the Middle East.
So any hint of trouble is enough to drive up oil prices. The chief economist of the International Energy Agency, Fatih Bindal, is trying to play down those fears in the wake of the unrest in North Africa.
Of course, everybody thinks of the Suez Canal, right? It's a major route for oil transportation. But as far as we know, there is not a major significant threat to the oil supplies in the Suez Canal.
Still, the unrest has caused two shipping companies to suspend their canal operations. The government reportedly deployed soldiers to guard the canal. But Egyptian businessman Mahmoud Youssef calls that an overreaction.
The youth that you see in the streets of Egypt have no intention whatsoever of destroying the infrastructure or the economy of the country. If you ask me, can it happen? I say yes. Is it likely to happen? I say no.
Youssef worries about something else, though, something that could drive the price of oil much higher.
What can happen and what can be of much more significance is the spillover from Egypt to other countries in the Gulf area. Don't tell me that other countries don't have the same problems. They have similar problems. And that can put the oil prices, 100 is nothing. It can be even 200.
That's $200 a barrel. Whatever happens to oil, there's something else to consider. The problems mean Egyptian businesses cannot export other goods. Even if the ports were operating normally, companies consider it unsafe to use roads or railways. So food and other goods are piling up, along with the damage to Egypt's economy. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.